can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Craig Scheman, Pete Shepard. It's 99.3 ESPN.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
Randy Newman, right?
Yes.
I love LA. Speaking of shorter people, we're going to get into Kyler Murray in just a second. Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. The big story of the day, of course, Manny Machado and the Padres. The Padres, 10 years, $300 million, biggest free agent contract in the history of sports. And you got, yeah. You know what? Pete and I are old enough to remember the first, like, $1 million salary. And then the numbers just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then A-Rod, many, many, many years ago, had his $250 million contract, which was way above and beyond anything else that was in sports.
I think this, Rice got either a million or two. I can't remember after the MVP in 78. I think he was the first player to get $2 million.
It might have been one,
whatever it was.
And I remember as a kid going, "Man, when's this going to end?" Yeah. And I'm just now the $300 million today doesn't even faze me.
No, it's ended.
It's ended.
How? Well, we stop at $300 million now. We'll go higher than that.
I thought we were going to stop at 100. I never thought we'd get to 100 million. It doesn't seem too long ago now.
Bryce Harper is going to bring in 320, and then next year Mike Trout's going to bring in 350. It's not stopping.
Here's what Ken Rosenthal.
Right?
Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic and Fox said, too.
It's not as high as we thought.
It's not 400.
So get this. The White Sox, I guess, offer to Machado was 8 years, $250 million, AAV than he will receive from the Padres.
They wouldn't come off of the 8 year.
But with incentives and vesting options, that would have been over $350 million, but he wanted the guaranteed $300 million. That's why.
It's an ego thing.
Absolutely.
I might do the same thing.
Turn down 250 so you can take 300.
Turning down 250. I'm not taking a penny less than 300. Wow. Again, it's just a number. I can't fathom that. The real working man can't fathom that.
Nope. Well, you've got to separate. And, you know, I saw tweets already. You know, there are, you know, our armed servicemen and policemen. You can't think that nurses, doctors, yes, teachers. You got to separate sports / entertainment from real world. You have to. Otherwise, you'll drive yourself nuts. And you'll never go to any movie or watch any television or watch any sports. Yes, it is beyond ludicrous, ridiculous, pathetic at times even. Yeah. But that is what it has become. It's an entertainment and sports, and the two really go hand in hand. It's what it is. And it's sick. It's ridiculous. It's obscene, really. But, hey, no one's putting a gun to these guys' heads and making them pay all this money.
Watched Deadpool 2 over the weekend for the first time.
What'd you watch?
Oh, I was going to. The first one I liked.
First
a lot.
One was better.
Which one? What?
Deadpool 2.
I was telling Pete, you watch Creed 2.
I watched Creed 2. It was okay. Please, I got to stop it. They're going to have to make either. The only way is either Sylvester Stallone, don't wish him.
It's only the second Creed. What are you talking about?
They're already talking about him fighting.
Be six
how
more.
Great is that? Clubber Lang's kid.
No, please. It's
fantastic. Tyson Fury.
Is he going to have the
not
hair?
Not Tyson Fury, because he's white, so that wouldn't work.
No.
Who did he just lose to? Deontay Wilder.
Well, Creed 2 was okay.
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody finally.
Excellent.
Finally got around to that. I liked it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He nailed it. He nailed, like you said, he went back and watched the YouTube finale at the end.
Here's the deal. I will watch almost anything that shows me back the struggle early on and how somebody got. No matter if it's sports, music, business, Gates with Microsoft, whatever. I'm fascinated by that journey, and I will watch almost any movie or documentary done with that kind of premise. And then afterward, the first thing I did when I was done, I went to YouTube and I pulled up the Live Aid concert
again. I did the same thing when I got
notes,
home.
And man, it was almost exact.
He nailed it. The only thing that was false about the movie, and I don't know why they did this, is that Freddie Mercury never left till a solo career. In fact, not only did he not leave, the other guy, the drummer, he left for a bit, went solo, did his own thing. So why they put that in, I don't know. The rest of it was dead on. But then they didn't also, the part about them guilting him into go to Live Aid, also not true.
Yeah.
They added that little, but the rest of it, phenomenal. Just the fact of the incisors, because people always, why is this Freddie Mercury's mouth shaped like that? He was born with two extra incisors, and he never got them taken out because it would have messed with his voice.
What's an incisor?
Your fangs.
Oh. He was born with two extra ones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's why his mouth was so big.
And it would have messed with his vocal cords if he took them out. So he never did it. So he stayed that
way. Wait, your teeth would have messed with your vocal cord?
Well, he could open his mouth bigger and let that note out.
Open his mouth bigger, let the notes out. And he said the doctor told him that he wouldn't have the same range if he had the operation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's all about sacrifices. So if I had an extra tooth put in?
Good idea, Chris.
Just thinking out loud here.
We should all do it. Our radio careers will really go somewhere.
I mean, I'm a pretty good singer as is. I just don't have the range that's necessary.
Are you a good singer? This is the first time hearing about this.
I think I am. My wife says no.
I am, depending on who it is.
No, you're not. I've heard you sing on this show.
Oh, no,
You've interrupted many a bumper song.
I've won two contests in two different countries.
Wow.
One in Aruba and one in Jamaica. Came in second on a cruise ship.
Jamaican Idol over there, huh?
I won a bottle of champagne.
Wow. Congratulations.
And a gift certificate in Aruba.
Ooh, where was the gift certificate to?
It was to one of the restaurants that we were staying at.
Gift certificates in Aruba?
No, it was their restaurant and the resort we're staying in.
Arubian restaurants.
They seem a little third worldish, like maybe they don't understand the concept.
Oh, no, they understand. Are you kidding me? Aruba's awesome.
No, it's not Aruban.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want
your silly little town of Kokomo, Indiana.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever played for IU?
No, he's from Carmel.
Huh?
Okay, first of all, I'm from Carmel.
Yeah, Carmel. That's what I said.
There's a Carmel, New York, a Carmel, Indiana, and a Carmel, California, next to Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
I've been to two of the three.
Have you been to Kokomo?
I've driven through it.
How's it? What is it like? I heard it sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. There's nothing in Kokomo. You would never purposely go to
Kokomo.
Why'd
they write a song about it?
They made up a fictitious name. I don't think the Beach Boys realized that it was only Kokomo was in Indiana.
Oh,
it sounded nice.
Do you know what that did? Do you know how many people looked up? Because we all thought it when it came out years ago. What, 40 years ago?
Oh, the Kokomo tourist ad board had to be ecstatic over that song, huh?
And even the town of Indiana, I think they're at least initially, right? I think their tourists, their numbers went up initially.
There's nothing to tour.
I know, but people wanted to go.
When you're driving from Fort Wayne to Muncie, where Ball State is, you go to Kokomo, and then you go down to Indianapolis and then Bloomington. You skip West Lafayette.
Does Ball State have like all David Letterman memorabilia?
No.
No, nothing?
No. No. I mean, he paid for their entire broadcast department, but no.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I didn't know
what
that.
What a bad name.
What?
Ball State? Wait, from a
Cardinals.
State with balls?
No,
you know what we call it in Indiana? I think I can say this on the radio.
Let's hear it.
Your finger on
I got a dump button.
We call it testicle tech.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can say that. That's
a horrible name.
Yeah, that's I know.
You snot rag institution.
It's a clinical name.
You Hoosier snot rags. All right, what do you call Purdue? Well, I know what you call Purdue.
Yeah, like, you can't
better.
Say that.
Oh, what I call Purdue is better. Ooh.
That about, hurt me, Craig. I would never say that to you out of respect.
Thank you, Chris.
What about the Sycamores?
Sycamores?
Better.
No, not better.
They are this year.
No, they're not.
Have you seen their record?
Didn't Indiana Tech beat IU?
There is no Indiana Tech.
That's something school. Like that.
IUPUI.
Sorry, that was it.
Better than Indiana.
IUPUI is half of Indiana.
The other
still
half is Purdue.
School. The other half is Purdue.
Still a different school.
I know. I took summer school there. It counted toward my IU degree.
You guys are going to play well tonight against
No,
Purdue.
We're not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not looking forward to this game.
Rivalry game on the home court.
This is it. If
student section is going to be rabid.
You get blown out tonight, then
our student section is more intense than these stupid-ass players that we've got on the team. This is one of the most talented teams we've had in 15 years at IU.
Not saying
And they're all rolling out in their little candy striper pants at the warm-ups, and they're too cool for school. Like, hey, this is awesome. I'm neat. And zero intensity. I want all the starters benched to send a message for the first 5 minutes of this game.
New
and then
question.
I want a new coach.
How many kids will transfer out of IU after tonight's game?
You just got this coach. He's a season and a half into his tenure.
Guess what? We're going to be paying him off for the next three.
Maybe he's challenging his brother.
Steve Alt. Yeah. The Miller brothers.
I'm serious.
Let's applaud
he's
their efforts.
He's distracted about his brother.
At Arizona because
his brother
and
might
Indiana.
Be indicted by the FBI. That's gonna take a toll on your brother.
All I'm saying is this. There is an unemployed and available Steve Alford ready to go.
No, that makes all the sense in the world.
It
actually.
Does.
Except the fact that he was the one who turned on Bob Knight and released all the footage, which inevitably
poured down. He is not the one that turned on
IU.
Bob Knight.
I don't know. That's
Bob
my
Knight
theory.
Turned on him.
That's
Bob
my
Knight
theory.
Turned on him.
Him and Dan Dockage.
You know my
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. I think it was Dan.
Bob Knight turned on him. Bob
that video to CNN of Bob Knight came from Bowling Green. Guess who the basketball coach at Bowling Green was at the
Dan
time?
Dockage.
Dan Dockage. And Dan Dockage was an assistant when that video was shot.
So he'd have
he
access.
He would have had access to it. It clearly, in my mind, was Dan Dockage. Brought our entire program
Do you think
down.
The Indiana State basketball all-star team could beat IU?
High school?
Yeah. I think an Indiana State basketball high school.
I don't
all-star
know what they
team.
Got coming through the recruiting
no,
ranks this year.
That's just ridiculous. Oh.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because
a bunch of them probably be one and done's anyway.
Yeah,
like Romeo Langford.
Dude, we had our next. Okay, when Romeo Langford, our one and done, we had another one and done in the pipeline. But now, because we suck, all of a sudden.
Oh, is he reopening his
Kentucky and North Carolina?
Boom! Let's go Heels.
He's supposed to decide by Friday.
Speaking of the Heels, if you want to...
Were we? I.
Well, you kind of just did.
If you want to get into the Duke-North Carolina game tomorrow. Now, it's at Cameron, so there's about 700 seats. 3,700 is what it's going to cost for you to get in the door.
I don't ever remember...
Sorry, 2,400 is what it's going to cost
you to get
in the door.
I don't ever remember... Look, Duke-North Carolina, this game is the best game every... Two games every year, sometimes three... I don't ever remember this insanity for ticket prices for this.
Well, it's got absolutely nothing to do with the Tar Heels. It has everything to do with Duke and those freshmen that they have. They want to see Zion and RJ Barrett.
And say, I was there when.
Right.
Right.
Their only Duke North Carolina game at Cameron.
Yeah.
And I prefer this game played in Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
But when you think of Duke North Carolina,
yeah,
I think it has to be at Cameron, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You got the Carolina blue uniforms for the Tar Heels, the Cameron Crazies, all 12
that's
people in the gymnasium.
Mature take for you. Thank you. That's good. I would agree with that. Just the atmosphere.
Le'Veon Bell just tweeted out 1 minute
ago. Oh, great.
Breaking news. Le'Veon Bell is jealous that Antonio Brown is getting all the runs, so he decided to speak. What do we have?
He says, this entire process is so enjoyable. That's it.
Now, what does that mean? Who's he ripping there?
He's gonna
well, let's
Steeler.
Find out. Here's some of the answers that he's gotten from people on, let's see. Pittsburgh only says, what, destroying the Steelers? Enrique says, trust it. Shamir Smith, as it should be, but when the process is over, I'm praying you are back home.
He's going to be a Steeler next year. They're going to transition
He went through all
him.
Of that. And basically gave up earning $15 million or thereabouts last year.
I thought it was 17, but yeah.
Well, he was asking for 17.
Oh, that's
he
what
was
it was.
Never
My numbers get.
It.
James
just But basically, he walked away from that to make a point, and then he ends up playing for the Steelers again. This is awesome. Yes.
James says, can't wait to see in a Jets jersey. I still think that's where he's going to be.
Who,
it makes
or
sense.
Antonio Brown?
Bell. Le'Veon.
Bell.
He's going to the
Joel saved by
Le'Veon Bell.
Bell,
Colts, Antonio Brown, Jets.
What's that down in the bottom right? I don't know. Let's see. A future Jet. Lots of people saying about him. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
God, what a thirsty fan base.
Come to the
Have a little respect for yourselves, Jets fans.
Come to the Jets, guy JJ says. Come to the Jets. We got free cooter.
free what?
Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter, the offensive coordinator.
No, he's not. He's the running back coach.
Oh, running back.
Yeah. Not even that.
Sorry. Former OC.
Having no income, hoping this process brings you back.
Trust the process.
Oh, my Lord. Play me in Madden if you win. Stay in Pittsburgh, one guy says. How do you do it? Your life is so tough.
Yeah.
So,
Hey, do we have an update on our Twin Peaks Twitter polls? We had a couple of questions up there regarding scorched earth policy of Antonio Brown.
At 99.3 ESPN Radio. If you're Art Rooney, what would you do with AB, a.k.a. Mr. Big Chest? 125 votes so far. 64% say trade him. 22% say make him honor the contract. 14% say cut him. Your other poll said, who'd you rather have on your team, Odell Beckham Jr. or Antonio Brown? 70% so far, Odell Beckham Jr. Totally agree.
It's about right. That's how I expected it to go. Good. I have faith.
And to all the people saying they don't want either on their team, I can't think of a roster where you wouldn't want either of those guys. Especially, I mean, Odell's quieted down.
Right.
Right?
Right. If he could stay healthy.
We got paid.
Right.
No, I get that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he got paid, and then a week later says, yeah, I really don't like it here in New York, but what are you going to do, right?
Mm.
But since then, he quieted down. I mean, it's been 2 years since he, pretended to go to the bathroom like a dog on a pylon.
Kicked the punting net like that? That stuff is it's in the past. Move forward,
it's
people.
It's in the past. Why rehash the past?
If he had a good quarterback, imagine if he had a quarterback that could throw the football.
Yeah.
Think about how good he would be.
Yeah. Like you're onto something there.
Old mouth breather. Can't throw the ball 15 yards down the field.
Fact.
Dwayne Haskins getting in there next year. Look out. Look out. Giants fans, get a guy who could throw the ball down the field with that running back and that receiver. Hey-o.
Gosh, can you imagine? Imagine benching Eli in week 3. And that's it. That's how his career ends.
Should have benched this year.
I agree. Heck, there was talk of it at the end of the season the previous year.
It was just Kyle Laletta couldn't stay out of trouble with the law.
Lost a stake bet to Adam Schefter because the Dolphins didn't trade him to Jacksonville.
You're
like
never paying that bet, by the way.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, how's that working out? Yeah.
No.
Free stake. All right.
You said you had Kyle Murray.
Well,
stuff?
Yeah, but now we don't have enough time. I'll do it when we come back.
Yeah.
Well, I played the short people song already.
So should we extend this segment?
Yeah.
I'll find a new song.
No, not extend. We come back.
Talks about short people.
Oh, let's do Kyler Murray. When we come back, we'll
try to do
Kyler
that.
Murray.
All right. Because that's such a wide genre of music.
Yeah, because we'll tell you what Kyler Murray doesn't plan on doing at the combine, which I don't know why you
tricky go. Tricky deal. All right. We'll take care of that. Kyler Murray, we'll talk about him. So as long as we're talking about quarterbacks
HGH,
from Oklahoma.
Kyler, HGH.
What?
Start taking
that
him.
Doesn't help you grow.
It'll help him get bigger.
Wider?
Yes, he needs it. He's a tiny man.
All right. As long as we're talking about Oklahoma quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts' numbers for winning the Heisman, the odds are increasing significantly by the minute. We'll have all the details on that, too. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Kyler Murray, a tiny dancer, I guess, going to the combine. We'll see what he's going to do, what he's not going to do. We're going to discuss that in just a moment. Of course, don't forget, tonight, Pete Shepherd and myself out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Track. It is poker night. We're there the third Tuesday of every month. Tonight's the night, 7 o'clock. Be there, be square. Knock me out. Knock Pete out. Get a $100 bounty. I mean, knock us out in poker. Don't knock us out, like physically. But it should be a good crowd out there, and we're looking forward to all that. And we are within 2 weeks of our fishing tournament for the kiddies, the Southwest Florida Junior Anglers Championship. Go to our website, 99.3ESPN.com.
Great.
Get your kids registered. The kids can win up to $5,000 cash prizes.
I was at Fort Myers Beach. You were at the beach this weekend. I was at Fort Myers Beach this weekend.
Red tide 0% now, they say.
It was lovely, lovely and relaxing.
Yeah.
And everyone having a great time.
Very nice.
Water's still a little chilly for some, which I think is
I couldn't believe
hysterical.
How many people were in the water.
No, it's not that bad. It wasn't that
it's
bad.
Too cold
freezing.
For me.
No,
it's like 72-degree water.
Oh, my God.
Iceberg.
Get hypothermia within like 3 minutes.
Oh, God, please.
I didn't see you polar bear clubbing it out there.
Polar bear clubbing
Did
it?
Did you jump in the ice water?
I went in.
You went in the ocean.
Not Saturday, but I've gone in water colder than that before.
I'm talking about now. Right now.
Oh, I would have gone in.
With your thin Southwest
Absolutely.
Florida blood.
Are you,
since you've gotten out of the Northeast.
Who's wearing a hoodie, a parka, a snorkel?
Chris and me.
Two.
Chris, who's lived here his whole life, and me, who I'm just... I've been down here two
well,
years.
In my
freezing
defense,
in this studio.
So
my one hoodie is very Bill Belichick-esque in that it's a short sleeve hoodie.
Oh, he's got two hoodies on. I didn't realize that till just now.
He
See,
likes
it's
Bill.
Cold
he
in
likes
here.
Bill. He loved wearing the Brady shirt. He loved wearing the Brady shirt when he lost the bet.
I'll tell you this: I like Changes Bill a mentality. Hell of a lot more than I like Tom.
You like them both.
I do not.
You're
I can honestly say. I can honestly say I care nothing about Tom Brady.
Well, you do. You do care, otherwise you wouldn't hate on him so much.
Well, I guess with that ludicrous line of thinking, then you're correct.
Speaking of ludicrous, so this is another one from Antonio Brown. This is earlier, but I feel like I must do this because I had a great meeting with Mr. Rooney today. We discussed a lot of things, and we cleared the air on several issues, exclamation point. We both agreed that it is time to move on, but I'll always have appreciation and gratitude toward the Rooney family and the Steelers organization, and this is where I get angry. Hashtag call God, hashtag booming. B-O-O-M-I-N.
That's his saying. Business is booming.
He went on again. Two great tweets today from two great Americans, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. Le'Veon said moments ago, this entire process is enjoyable. No one really knows what that means. I have a feeling he's making fun of the Steelers. And then AB said earlier, God, use me for your will. I just stop throwing the Lord's name into your ridiculous, idiotic contract negotiations. Because I think God would be kind of upset with you bailing on your team against the Bengals in week 18, you idiot.
That's rough.
Hashtag call God. Call God. Call Rosenhaus and tell him.
I think it's hashtag boom in or... Boo, men.
Well, it's no hyphen, so it's hashtag B-O-O-M-I-N.
As I told you when I watched the tank show on Animal Planet where he had a customized tank, business is booming is his slogan. It's in his own mind. Yeah. I mean, nobody else knows it. And he had the letters put inside the fish tank. Business is booming. Yeah. And when they originally did that, you know, if you watch a show, they always do something wrong and something breaks. They got to redo it. The guy wrote it like Craig Sheeman would say it. Business
booming.
Is booming. And they had to chip off the G and recenter everything because it wasn't correct.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Here's another tweet he said yesterday. Ready for this one? Mm-hmm. Be clear or be misunderstood. What?
Makes sense.
First one, tweet back at him. Stop tweeting gibberish and maybe we'll understand you, my man. Right there, that sums it up.
He is gibberish.
And Pat says, well, I mean, you haven't been clear at all, so I'm assuming you're choosing to be misunderstood. Please, Antonio Brown, stop acting like you're a victim in any of this. Good God.
But he's got five kids to feed, Pete Shepard.
Well, he doesn't pay for one of them to be fed. That was the
really?
Whole. Well, that was the yeah. whole source of the pushing of the baby mama.
Wow.
It's great.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't know that was the reason he was pushing her
around. What floor
around.
Was he on in Florida? In Hollywood?
Was roughly
the prince.
10 floors.
10 it floors up there. Throws a couch off the first, couch and a stool off the 10th floor of his Hollywood apartment condo. Which, almost hits a kid.
Which I know we got to get to Kyler Murray, yeah. but how tall is a floor? I was always under the assumption it was yeah. 10 feet. Is yeah. it 12? Like a floor can vary on the...
I think it's 10 to 12.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I think minimum 10.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So he was 100 feet in the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care if he was 10 feet in the air. Who throws a couch off a balcony? What are you, two?
I wouldn't even throw a couch off my ground level
Chris would burn. We know Chris would burn a couch.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about how anybody treats their own couch. That's your couch.
But you wouldn't throw your – well, you actually might burn your couch and throw it off a 10-story building.
I don't know if an open flame maybe went against the rules of the condo apartment. I know a lot of condos around town won't let you have an open flame.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe his favorite team growing up. Not. Maybe he was a Chippewa, right? Or is he a Bronco?
Bronco.
Who's a Western Michigan. Maybe the Broncos won a national championship and something, couldn't burn a couch. I'm tossing it.
I had the fire pit going this weekend. That was nice.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, very lovely.
Did Friday night.
Got some nice blue glass around the flame.
How about the moon the last few nights?
Oh,
unbelievable.
Huge.
Last night I watched the sunset and the moon rise at the same time. All I had was turn my head 180 degrees.
Absolutely amazing. I agree. It was like that scene in Star Wars at the end. You can see the two planets. Speaking of awesome.
My kid asked why the moon was out during the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was out not all even day. Thinking. I go, it's drunk. Go home.
Really?
Not a great thing to say.
That's not a good answer.
No.
Wanted to learn something about astronomy. That was your opportunity.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, Craig. I don't know why the moon's out in the daytime. It shouldn't be, Everett. That makes perfect sense,
Half the time it is out in the daytime.
You just don't see. It depends on the access.
So what, is it half the time out during nighttime?
Yes.
Or is it out all the time during nighttime?
Well, it's out all the time.
And now the days are getting longer as the closer you get to June 21st.
Well, I understand how the solstices work.
Do you?
Solstice.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Yep. Kyler Murray. Let's bring this to bed here.
Hashtag tiny body.
Kyler Murray is going to go
needs God
to the combine.
Hashtag tiny dancer.
Yeah, hashtag tiny dancer.
Tiny dancer. recently, of course, decided to give up on baseball, where he's drafted by the A's in the first round and give it a $5 million contract. Decided to forget about that and go for football. Said coming to a decision has put him at ease.
I think it's been a lot more, I don't say peaceful, but for me, you know, waking up, you know, kind of just having it out there, it's been a lot easier on me. Just getting to focus on actually, you know, working every day towards, you know, being an NFL quarterback and putting myself in the best position possible for, you know, come draft day.
Now, the last thing I read is he is not going to throw at the combine, which I find to be ridiculous. Unless he, I mean.
It's fair.
Fair that I think it's ridiculous, or is fair that it's his decision?
No, it's fair that you think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, if you're a quarterback and you're kind of a, I'm not going to say a novelty, but 2 months ago we thought you were playing baseball, and the last Oklahoma football game we thought we saw was the last time we're going to see you. You got to go out there and throw.
Is it because he's afraid he might hurt his arm, or is he afraid that he might?
He might not
get as high a first round pick if they show him. If he's on display, even though that really shouldn't matter.
In the past, what the quarterbacks who don't throw at the draft have said is that they don't want to throw to a receiver when it's not scripted. Because at their pro day, all of that is scripted.
Right.
And have them potentially get a knock on their accuracy because maybe the receiver runs the wrong route.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think there have been any knocks on Kyler Murray's accuracy. I don't think.
Or strength of arm. I mean, he's pretty impressive.
Right. So yeah. I don't know why he wouldn't throw. He's got a good arm.
I mean, okay. Let's think about it.
The reason you just said is more than 90% of it.
But there's not a knock on him for accuracy.
And right now, by the way, Mel Kiper doubled down again this weekend. He's sticking to Kyler at 13 to the Dolphins.
Man.
Okay, that's pretty good. Is throwing going to make you a top 8 pick?
Maybe a team jumps up to get you. I just don't think that the quarterback market is a great one this offseason because a lot of teams invested over the last 2 or 3 years.
I will slightly disagree. I think the two quarterbacks out there that are the most NFL ready, besides Haskins, I think if I had to take, I'd take Stidham and Locke over Murray. I would. I think they're going to, right now, I think they're going to be better NFL quarterbacks. I think Stidham is highly underrated. I think you get that kid. On a decent team, which I think he's going to do really good things. I think Locke the same way.
He had some really big wins in his career. The problem with Stidham is none of those wins were away from Auburn.
Right. Yeah, but I like his makeup.
I'm right there with you.
And I just think Kyler's going to have some. I don't know. I can't get that picture out of my mind with him standing next to Russell Wilson and another kid. Well, I forgot. It just
that's the
so
other.
Tiny. Now, I'm not talking about from a height wise. No, I can get past the 5'9". I can't get past his body type.
Well, let's talk about that because that's going to be another issue. As you know, they measure you every which way to Tuesday at the Combine, and we will get an actual ranking of his actual height for the first time. I mean, is he 5'10"? Is he 5'11"? Is he 5'8"?
Yeah, yes, 5'8".
Kyler Murray was talking about his height recently. Chris, do we have that soundbite as well? Let's take a listen.
People are going to say what they want to say. I don't get with the whole like 5'8", like all that. I don't understand that. But I've heard some wild stuff over the past month. But at the end of the day, it's all fun. I got to go in there and prove to an organization why they should invest in me. So I'm ready. And y'all will all see how tall I am pretty soon. So.
All right, so he pretty much ruled out 5'8". Says that's ridiculous. That's a joke. He's listed as 5'. Is he listed as 5'10"? What was he listed at Oklahoma? He wasn't listed as 6 foot.
5'10" he was.
5'10"?
I believe, yeah.
So we're predicting he comes in at about 5'9"?
He's about 5'8 and a half.
Yeah.
I got it right here if my computer will scroll.
All right.
This is really upsetting.
Scroll.
Oklahoma football lists him at 5'10", 195. Oklahoma baseball says he's 5'11".
Oh, jeez. Yeah. In spikes.
Like spikes. Boom. Bingo.
5'11", please. All right. So neither of those are accurate. So
I'm 5'11".
5'9". You'll go 5'11"? What?
I'm a little taller than 5'11".
Are you?
Yeah.
Couldn't quite make it to 6.
Nah. Just south.
I think
5'11 and 3/4.
I think I've shrunk. I thought I used to be 6'3". I'm a hair under 6'3" now.
Me too.
I'm like 6'2" and change.
Yeah.
And my daughter's calling me a liar. She goes, "You're my whole life. You told me you were 6'3". I thought I was.
Well, you shrink it a little bit as you get older.
I know, but I'm not like hunched
over yet. I didn't
want
to say
yet.
That.
No, I don't.
My bones aren't compressing yet. Still good. Still strong.
Spinal compression.
Yeah.
Gravity.
Yeah. There's that going on.
You know, your shoes.
What about them?
You don't measure yourself with your shoes on.
No, shoes off. Shoes off. Got to make it legit. I'm not Kyler Murray trying to hide my height. I'm proud of my height.
I don't think people should be worried about Kyler Murray's height. I think they should be worried about his body type.
His girth.
Yes, and he needs to improve on that a lot.
But you can and he will. I mean, I'm not as worried about it.
I don't know, and I know we talked about he took some big hits in college. I get it, and he seemed to bounce back up. But I don't know. I'm not seeing it in the NFL. I'm just not. I will take my chances with Stidham Locke first over him.
Hey,
I hope they all succeed. Don't get me wrong. I hope they all succeed.
Who was the quarterback in the AAFL that made the Patrick Mahomes and Nolan Pass look ridiculous?
AAF.
Yeah, the AAF.
That was the quarterback for the Atlanta Legends, I believe.
Literally threw it backward over his shoulder.
As it was going out of bounds.
As it was spinning backward. And it was a complete pass, and Patrick Mahomes tweeted out, "I've got to up my game." Meanwhile.
He's watching.
Meanwhile, Andy Reid's going, "Oh, my God, no. Don't up your game. I don't need you to throw any more no-look passes." Yeah, he is watching. Everybody's watching. It's pretty exciting.
Well, not everybody.
Oh, that's true. Everybody getting paid?
Well, now they are.
Now they are?
But you still want, Chris, you still want Murray to come to the Dolphins at 13 if
he's
there.
I don't know. I'm so conflicted with this.
Why are you
I'm
doing this to Chris right now?
All I ask is
last week he got whiplash from waffling back and forth so much. Yes, I want to tank. I want to lose for 3 years. Yes, no, I want to win now. Give me Kyler Murray now. Give me Trevor Lawrence. And now you're asking him again after a nice 3-day restful weekend. He's just going to hurt himself.
But he didn't realize when I saw it over the weekend, he got an Oakland Raider to take over
the
personnel department.
Reggie
McKenzie.
That's a good move by Mr. Ross to pick him up. I think it is.
That dude knows player personnel. Yeah. He does.
I think that's a good move.
So he has 7 years of GM experience.
All with the Raiders, right?
Right, all with the Raiders.
He'll be Greer's right-hand guy.
So his, got the Raiders to the playoffs, 12-4. Probably would have been 13-3 had Derek Carr not snapped his leg.
Right.
But the other six seasons... 4-12, 4-12, 3-13, 7-9, 6-10, 4-12.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's look. He drafted Derek Carr. He drafted Khalil Mack.
Yep,
he
fifth overall.
He drafted Amari Cooper.
Coop.
This guy knows talent. The coaching's been the problem.
Which he hired two of them, Dennis Allen and Jack Del Rio.
Now, I like Jack Del Rio.
I like Jack Del Rio, too.
What about Marshawn Lynch? Oh, he did he inherit him?
Well, he would have signed him as a free agent.
Okay. All right. That's right. Because he came up with Seattle, right? No, well, have I got my team's
He got drafted by the Bills.
Oh, that's right.
Marshawn Lynch did. Then signed with Seattle or traded something. I don't know.
Never mind. My point doesn't make any sense.
But Marshawn Lynch said he was only going to come back if he could be a Raider. Yeah. So I'm not going to give him any credit on that one.
Okay.
Did sign Jordy Nelson, though, last offseason. Big move.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a horrible year. At the end, he came out a little bit.
Maybe the Packers.
But he did
something.
Not have a. He did not. Jordy Nelson was lost on that team, and I don't know why.
But this is why you don't let Aaron Rodgers be the GM of your team.
Coaching.
Players play. Players play. Coaches coach, and GM's GM, and all that. It was time to say goodbye to Jordy Nelson. It's over. And so there, Aaron Rodgers, just throw, just sling.
I have a feeling if Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson were on the same team last year, the Packers would have been a little bit better. Yes.
They looked horrible.
Yeah, they did.
You mean Jordy Nelson would have been better than Geronimo Allison?
Maybe. It's a wash. I think it's a wash.
But good luck, LaFleur. Good luck. That's going to be fascinating to see.
All right, coming up, I have something else that Ohio State is better than anybody else at. We'll complete that sentence when we come back. Plus more headlines of the day. We'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter polls regarding the Antonio Brown situation. And Manny Machado is busy counting his $300 million in guaranteed money with the Padres. When you think baseball, the first team that pops in your mind, the Padres. We'll have all that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
They have their fingers on the pulse of the sports world. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Yeah, exactly.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
And the 99.3 ESPN app.
The words of this song are hysterical. If you really break it down, Surrender by Cheap Trick. What a great concert they put on.
Why is it hysterical?
It's just a riot. Just if you read the words as is without hearing the song, you'd laugh.
Yeah?
It's funny.
You said you saw Cheap Trick in
concert?
Yes,
twice. Excellent. Yep.
I never saw him. Never saw him back in the day.
Great song.
Sheeman Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. Don't forget, we're out at the dog track tonight playing poker, third Tuesday of the month. You're all invited to come. Oh, breaking news. The quarter is still in the urinal. This is week two. It survived.
Looks like a little rust is starting to form around it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it crossed my mind today.
No, you did not think of it.
Not with my hand. I thought, I'm going to go, because some of the other stations have
get tongs.
5,000 pencils.
Yeah.
In the promo closet. And I thought,
you're going to use them like chopsticks and go.
But then I thought about getting my hands that, I got to put my hands in the urinal. I know it's not touching anything, but just the. Yeah.
Like Seinfeld's shoelace, when it hit the floor in the men's room, that's it. I would never shake
or
your hand.
Or the belt
again.
Hit the inside of the urinal and he threw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting. At this point, we're curious to see how long it will stay. And it's absolutely fascinating.
And who's the lowlife that fishes it out?
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Well, we'll never know if it got fished out or if it got flushed. But it is.
It can't be flushed.
It's heavy enough.
It's been flushed.
It's just outside of the power stream.
Well,
it's not going anywhere.
Well, that's just it. It doesn't jam up. It doesn't, you know, that's the one thing I worry about is if it's going to flood.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I would worry about that, absolutely.
Thing doesn't move.
No, it's sturdy. It's hunkered down. All right, so I've got a fun fact for you, Pete Shepard.
All right, I like fun facts.
Of all your days going to Red Sox games or whatever, you ever get nachos? You know, nachos with a big gooey cheese or whatever, fake faux cheese, whatever it is.
Have I gotten them?
Sure, you've in your lifetime. I know
restaurants I have. I try to avoid it at ballparks. But
yeah?
Go ahead. Yeah, but I get, yes, your overall point, yes.
I know you're a food connoisseur.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Ohio State. This is from Reddit, by the way.
Oh.
Ohio State football. Somebody on their board posted a photo from an awards night showing a bunch of data on attendance at Buckeyes home games for 2018. Also included in that was fans at Ohio State ate 8 tons of nacho cheese this past season. Just 8 tons, 200 gallons of mustard, 25,000 boxes of popcorn, and 8,600 bags of candy. The cheese sauce weighs as much as 2 Ford F-150 pickup trucks combined.
Oh, my God.
All the mustard consumed would fill 179 footballs. The 8 tons of cheese were spread out over 42,600 orders of nachos, which works out to about 6 ounces per order. So they're not too chintzy. That's good. Or as another Reddit user pointed out, it's 1 ton of cheese for every touchdown Ohio State scored against Michigan in November. Way to bring it up. Way to bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Ohio State. 8 tons of nacho cheese this year. It's a lot.
Oh, bunch of cheesy people up there.
It's a lot of fake cheese, too.
A ton, right? As you know, is 2,000 pounds.
LBs.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Which, why LBs is short for pounds?
You guys,
I'll never know the answer to that question.
You guys are the Latin and Greek masters on the show. To tell me, is it good? What does the word pound come from? I don't know.
Believe it's a derivative of pound cake?
No, it's not a derivative of pound cake. And why is pound cake called pound cake? Did it weigh a pound when it first was, if it's made in its regular size?
Well, most of you know that the made-up letters from the words they stand for. So how do we get LB for pound?
I got it.
And ounce for ounce. And I got it, too. Go ahead, Chris.
LB is actually an abbreviation of the Latin word, of course, Libra.
Libra.
Which can mean a pound. Yeah. Itself, mm-hmm. A shortened form, full express plump. There you go.
So if your astrological sign is a Libra, you're fat?
Libra pondo, meaning a pound by
weight.
You're a pound.
You're something pounds.
Oh.
X.
You got the word pound in English from the pondo part of the Libra pondo.
All right, how about hashtag pound?
My wife called it a hashtag.
Why?
It's...
Boy, she said to pound something on a code, and she said hashtag?
Yeah.
Did you correct her?
Yeah. Said it's a pound sign. It's not a hashtag sign.
But in this day and age, can you blame her?
I did.
Was this like a code for your garage door or something serious?
No, the code for our date.
Oh, okay.
So it starts with pound. I'll let you guys figure out the rest.
Why? You don't need it in yours because we know there's enough room for a body to crawl under the bottom of the gate and the driveway.
It depends what body type we're talking here. If we're talking... Schvelt? Yes, you can squeeze under. If you're a little pudgy in the midsection, good luck. Good luck.
So you're saying I have a chance?
Oh,
I'd look like a skewer. You could. I'd be like tenderized before you throw me on the grill.
Yes.
Put me in like in cellophane. Tenderize me with a mallet.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Season me up. Stick me under the gate.
By the way, bought 1,000 feet of cellophane at Costco.
Why?
All right, I got to hear about
this.
It's
a great deal.
We got to catch up on Chris this weekend. Yeah. We haven't heard much from him.
Did a big Costco run yesterday.
200? 300? 200? Over under $200?
Right at 200.
Yeah, it's always 200.
Nice.
All right, we'll hear about Chris's cellophane, his weekend, his pound sign. Also, I've got a story about Mike Tyson that is insane, even for Mike Tyson. We'll have all that later on next hour. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.